This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We were talking about, Ferrari Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton.
Yes. Well, it was mostly around the announcement of the death of his bulldog. And, you know, yesterday an emotional social media post paying tribute to the pet. The pet has a huge following of its own. But his post got his fans divided. Some are saying that, come on, man, it's just a dog. Why are you mourning it like it's a human being? But, you know, the emotional science behind having a pet goes way deeper than that, even though it seems people who have never had pets, you know, would understand or would not understand. So we're talking this morning just to try to, you know, bring the conversation to a point where we can try to connect with it.
Yeah.
Educational psychologist dealing with trauma and animal-assisted therapy, Catherine van Heerden, is joining us on the line. Good morning, Catherine. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Morning. Good. And you guys?
We are good. We appreciate you coming through and joining us. And Catherine, is it a taboo for people to mourn the loss of a pet in the same way that they would mourn the loss of a family member or a friend? Because it seems to catch others off guard to say, okay, calm down. We get it. You love the pet, but really? You're doing too much. What do you think?
Yeah. So unfortunately, we live in a very westernized culture, right? So unfortunately, people don't understand grief in general. That's our experience in practice. So yes, definitely, they don't have enough grace and space and understanding, compassion, you know, empathy to let people go through the grief of a pet, because they don't understand it, especially people that don't have the connection with animals, you know. Mourning and grieving a pet is a very severe trauma, especially if that connection was deep. And the first mistake I think that people make is to compare grief and loss. Any loss. Loss is such a deeply personal experience. And I think, you know, two people that lose a dad or a mom, they both have different experiences. And it's exactly the same with pets. So a pet is a companion. You know, it's a companion like a human being. And the connection is exactly the same. I mean, neuroscience shows us, and the research of years and years and years, it shows us that the human-animal connection in the brain, it has the same effect and sometimes a better effect than when there's human connection. Because remember also, well, there's no judgment. It's a complete non-judgmental space. And in a culture where people must mask the whole day and, you know, just say, I'm okay, with your pet, you don't have to do that. You don't have to mask. You can just be. So it's a very safe space for people. Yeah. So neuroscience, you know, it shows that there's neural coupling happening in the brain, which means there's brain alignment between the pet and the human. And this is not based on, you know, airy-fairy people that's saying it. It's actually neuroscience. And we develop, between your pet and yourself, you develop a neural pathway, a shared neural pathway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can imagine how deep that connection is. It increases oxytocin release, which is the love hormone. It lowers the cortisol hormone, which is the stress hormone. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on, but the connection is so, so valuable. And to lose that connection, it is devastating. And I think people should really have a better understanding of it.
And talking about how people should have a better understanding of it, Catherine, as a person maybe who does not care for pets or animals in general, how does one best show up in a situation like this, where someone that, you know, I care about has lost a pet and I'm struggling to relate or even show empathy? Like, maybe what is the best way to somehow extend my condolences or whatnot to show care to this person?
Okay. So for me, I always answer it like this. Empathy and compassion doesn't really require someone to relate to someone else. So empathy is the ability to see things from another's perspective, right? And to feel the emotions like they are feeling it. That is the definition of empathy. So I guess the simple question to this answer is, you know, to try and be more empathetic. I think in general people need to try and be more empathetic, especially on social media. So ask yourself, what does my friend need at this time? It doesn't matter at this time what you can relate to or what you can't relate to, but rather how you can just hold space for your friend, hold space for the loss. What would you do in any other circumstances if your friend lost, you know, their friend or their brother or their sister or their mom or their dad? You know, there's not a big funeral or anything like that, but there is, I still encourage people to do something, to plant a tree with the ashes or, you know, to do something like a ceremony of some kind to help them with the loss and the grief. And maybe it's a good, you know, you can actually support them in that and help them to not feel condemned or guilty or shame for actually mourning the pet that they are mourning in that way. So I think, you know, just show up. That's what we have to do for people in grief, whether you understand it or not.
No, Catherine, thank you so much for helping us, you know, come to terms and have an understanding of sorts when it comes to just being empathetic to those that have just lost their pets. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you coming through. That's educational psychologist who deals with trauma and animal assisted therapy, Catherine van Heerden.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.